What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Guru Steiny. Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Evan just came in and said, according to Susan Slusser in the Chronicle, Giants are the front runners to get the 2028 All-Star Game.
Man, the Bay is popping, Steiny. And you know where, real quick, the Super Bowl this year is at.
Levi.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Are the All-Star Game was at Chase. The NBA All-Star Game was at Chase this past
Kenny
year.
Kenny Smith party.
There was... The Giants are in the running for the 2028 All-Star Game, and then the Levi Stadium has a Super Bowl. Which one would you want to go to? NBA All-Star Game, baseball All-Star Game, or a Super Bowl at Levi Stadium that may not have your team?
Yeah, it don't matter. It's not even close, Donnie. It's the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl?
Yeah, those other two are exhibitions. And I know the last time we had a in San Francisco, at Third and King was 2007. That was the last All-Star game.
Yeah, I've never been to a Super Bowl. Have you?
No.
Evan, you ever been to a Super Bowl?
We've been to Super Bowl week.
Well, you know
that's
what?
True.
Hey, we,
that is true.
Hey, snitches get stitches, E.
That is true.
They send us out there for work.
Yeah. Does that count or not? Nah, you got to go to the game like Bonte and Shaz.
I think you got to go to the game.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think you got to go to the game. But, I mean.
Yeah. Is that even close to you, though? The Super Bowl is it because it's the game. It means something. The other two are just. Like, you never once told me, the NBA All-Star Game, parties were incredible, but I never heard you once say, "Goo, I'm trying to go see the game."
No chance.
You're right.
You need to pay me. You need to pay me
to go
see an NBA All-Star
Game. They need to fix themselves. I'm with you.
I mean, the one thing I'll say for the All-Star Games is if you go, you see every great player in the league at one venue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
As opposed to a Super Bowl where you'll see in the two best teams, but it's not a huge gathering of the best players.
Wow.
Yeah, I will say from a media perspective, it's pretty cool that literally every big player in the NBA is in the same room and you can talk to all of them. There's no other place where you can do that.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's dope.
You want to? Can we take Trevor at this point? Trevor in Rohnert Park wants
our
to talk
guy.
About Jawan Jennings. Hey, Trevor, thanks for hanging in, buddy.
Hey, no problem, guys. I had to be double checked, I guess, so it's all good. I think there's a couple of things going on with Jawan Jennings. One, he is 100% worth giving a pay raise to. I wouldn't want the Niners to get rid of him. But the other thing is the business ethics about it. The way he's going about requesting it similar to like Brandon Ayuk. I would hope that the Niners would learn something from that. I think Jennings deserves the money, but I hate the way it goes public and he throws the pay me or trade me crap out there. It just puts a bad taste in my mouth. I hate hearing that. I'm sure they'll get something done. If I'm the Niners, I probably take that negotiation a little bit tougher than I normally would if he would have asked in a different way. That's how I kind of feel about it. But, yeah, he's definitely worth keeping, and they need him.
Hey, T, I got to say this because you're family, and you had Stani and I on your podcast. My messenger is down on Facebook, so you got my info. I don't know if you're trying to reach me that way, but if you are, I ain't got action, buddy, so you got to get me.
Oh, yeah, I am, man. I need to get your info because I need to get you guys back on.
All right, so, there you go.
Both of
right.
you, for sure.
All right. Yeah, reach me on social. Yeah, yeah. Stani, now,
what?
Can I just tell you something? I know it's not Friday. I go to the game, and you know Valkyries. I got to take the Valkyrie game. Thank you. And I'm sitting with three other people. We take a picture. Okay. I post it on my socials. Why can't people just, oh, that's Gwyneth's folk. You don't have to respond or critique everything.
Well, what do you mean?
I had something white on my chin. It was like a little speckle. It's like, can't we just enjoy that I'm enjoying myself and I'm trying to share it with you?
Who took the photo?
I did. So, I got long arms, so I did that.
So you didn't see it, though, when you're taking the picture?
Oh, well. Hey, I got a friend, Ron T.
What was it? Was it a piece of popcorn?
Yeah, it looked like sugar. Hey, I got a friend, real quick, Stani, Ron T., that we took a group photo of the guys. He wasn't there, and he had the technology to add himself to the picture. And had you not known he wasn't there, it looked real. I'm not that good on, doctoring pictures, but you and I take a pic, Evan can come in and just add himself in it. It's pretty dope with the phone. It's pretty dope.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, either do I.
I'm
technology.
I'm very limited in that regard.
You need
regard.
A bigger phone, too. I see you struggling reading that little thing. You can upgrade.
Yeah, I don't.
Go big or go home. You know that's a saying.
Yeah, I know. You're making me laugh a little bit today,
which
I appreciate.
Yeah.
This is Evan had this. Evan was talking about this, and let me talk about Juwan Jennings, and I'll set it up again.
Juwan Jennings.
So
that's the study we need. Give it to me one more time.
Ain't coming today,
Juwan Jennings. That's the man. Oh boy. Okay, go ahead, Stani.
So a week from today, the veterans report, and Juwan Jennings has told the 49ers that he would like to be more well compensated. He wants a contract extension, or he wants a contract redo, and that if the 49ers don't do that, he wants to be traded. So he will show up on Wednesday of next week if he's still a 49er. But I don't know what that would mean at that point. Does that mean that they're negotiating with him?
But haven't we lived this story with the Niners before, and it turned into a sideshow?
Yeah.
Remember the whole short gate with Ayuk, and we didn't know what that was. And it could have just been he had the wrong colors on. But remember, we were just so thirsty of, is this contract worth? Like, who wants that? And I thought you told me, I'm not coming at you, but I thought the Niners were past this. And if they were, I feel like Jennings would have been approached so it couldn't get to this stage of Niner player wants new money or traded. That's a repeat of the cycle you said you didn't want to be a part of.
I feel like this has been going on 4 years, each of the past 4 years. I think that's really the question I have for 49er fans. If you believe that last year's offseason impacted the season in a negative way, how can you not essentially appease Juwan Jennings to get him in here? That was the whole reason Purdy wanted to sign his contract early, so he could be part of all their offseason programs and he would be there for all of it. And they got it done. Now they got to figure something out with Juwan Jennings, and I don't know.
I don't believe it had anything to do with it on the field. You and I differ. I always thought when you're renegotiating your contract with Nahegan in Odyssey, I shut up. Evan the same. Me the. I don't think that's tangible to where, oh, our stuff and Trent did this. I don't think that affected them or had anything to do with them winning six games. And I could be wrong, Steiny, but I just, Lo Neal always said, when a guy's trying to get bread, you just mind your business. And you're out there, you're out there. If you're not, you're not. But it's never, oh, we won six games because of the finances. Now, said player could be upset, and I get that, but Steiny, I always thought that was the whole protocol. You trying to renegotiate, go get your money, brother, and we'll see you out there when we see you out there.
888-957-9570 is the number. What are the 49ers going to do with Juwan Jennings? And with training camp starting next Wednesday,
wow, man.
They're kind of on the clock. You know, when I look at the San Francisco 49ers last year, I feel like two players got hurt who weren't here for training camp the whole time.
Oh,
Trent
well,
Williams, NIU.
All right.
And then the other guy who got paid, unfortunately, missed the whole year. So I do think the contract holdouts did leak into the season. Mm. And I don't think the 49ers, you know, those two guys, I mean, Ayuk wasn't good early.
He tried, I can't argue that. So, man.
So I'm not sure what the 49ers do here with Juwan Jennings, but I do know that the 49ers have certainly been in this position before. Hey, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 707, Jennings is looking for $15 to $17 million a year. Okay.
All right. 2 for 34?
That's a lot. I mean, that's doubling his pay. The contract negotiations, according to the 415 on the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorneys text line, the contract negotiations didn't help with morale, but last year was a result of losing in overtime in the Super Bowl, being it so close and not get any rings. All right. Okay, so Evan sent out a thread last night
I thought it was
pretty interesting.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm nice.
And
I'm Batman.
You know, Joe Shasky was very upfront. By the way, did an hour with Shasky today.
So really, it's 11:39 for us.
And that's what life's about.
And Spadoni.
Yeah. That's just starting to hit me. It's
not,
like,
I'm on a high. Maybe that's why
slow,
this is.
And it's like, well, it was on the radio at 9:02.
I should be in the mental ward. Hey, on two stations because you did your thing with your girl, Marcy. Yeah,
that's true. So Evan said, you know, let's embrace today. What is today? The All-Star Game's tonight.
Let's go.
But other than that, there's not a lot going on.
Fever play, the sun.
Yeah. Other than the All-Star game, there's not a lot going on. So he threw out there.
Yeah.
I kind of like this one. Give me your best hot take. Give me a hot take on the Warriors or on the Niners or on the San Francisco Giants. So there's no games today. Okay. We got a game tonight.
I got you.
So
I'm ready.
All right, the Warriors, give me a hot take. The Giants, give me a hot take. Where do you want to start?
The Giants.
Hold on. 888-957-9570. Guru's going to get us started with two. The Giants. All right.
If the 2025 Giants, I mean this, because we talked about it, don't make the playoffs, Melvin needs to be gone. I believe that. I can't. There is something. There's something he is not bringing to the table. And if you get Devers and Buster Posey delivers Devers to you, any manager, and you guys somehow go south and we're just up here like, oh, nah, something, I can't put my finger on it. I'm watching it, Steiny. I believe they need new instruction from another skipper. That's my hot take on the Giants.
That would be a hot take, particularly because it was just, 2 weeks ago that the Giants picked up his option for next year.
Yeah.
Kapler had a year left.
Look at my man. Steiny, don't let the fine print fool you. You know what's up.
I know you love this exercise, Steiny.
What exercise?
The hottest take that you got.
Yeah, I can't wait. How hot was that for you? Like, I mean that.
Well, I mean,
and Butch was defending him. I get it, but
so the hot take is that if the Giants don't make the postseason, Melvin's going to be fired.
I believe that's fire worthy.
Okay.
And wouldn't you admit, shout out North, they would really have to go south for that not to happen. You can't just keep squandering stuff, man.
What do you mean?
Like Sunday, you could have been 4 out. Well,
they were down 2-0 going into the ninth.
I got you.
The Giants.
Well, let me ask you this real quick before you give us yours. Why are they not hitting, even before Devers?
Because they don't have great hitters. You asked.
Well, why? I guess Pat Burrell's just getting a free check, huh? Why didn't Casey Schmidt tag? Matt Williams just getting a
Get
free
in
check.
Here,
huh?
Evan.
No, Matt Williams just getting a step. Those things matter, man. And I'm just being told, Evan, when it comes to the Giants, kind of nothing to see here. What's Melvin to do? His job. The greats know how to get it out of you, man.
Oh, gosh. What the hell is Bob Melvin going to manage Devers and say?
What did he do the other day? I wish I had it, Evan. Yeah, the kill sign. That's what he's great at, the neck. I'm sorry. I just have standards. I'm not saying Bob's not meeting all of them, but I do watch, I listen, and it's just one guy, Steiny. The baseball that I grew up with, managers, third base coaches, and hitting coaches matter, and some get fired. Why didn't Casey Schmidt tag? That's a Matt Williams thing. How many things, Evan, do we have in the file with Matt Williams?
Well, I'm not convinced he should have tagged on that one.
Right.
I thought that was, the more I think about it.
I know I'm reaching, but yeah, go ahead.
I mean,
it's your turn. I dominate you. I got it. If they don't make it, I really believe they have the talent too in the pitching and bullpen. Damn it. I'm sorry. Somebody's got to pay for that.
My hot take with the Giants I'm starting to think Buster Posey is a short timer.
Wow,
Buster Posey is a short timer.
I don't even have to tell you to explain. I can't wait to hear how you got here.
I don't think he's going to be the long-term, not because he's going to get fired, but I don't, like Bob Myers was here, what, 10 years?
Yeah, built a dynasty.
I don't see Posey in that job for 10 years.
I would be disappointed, though.
I see him 5 or fewer.
Damn.
Because the more I think about it, I'm starting to think that Posey may, I think he took the job because he didn't like the way Farhan went about his business. He didn't like the up and down between Sacramento and San Francisco. He didn't like the players being treated like numbers. And I think he was so disappointed in that regime that he said, I got to do something. I can't complain about it if I'm not going to do it.
All right.
And I think he's here, and this is his, what, second year? And I think his goal is to get the Giants back on track and then leave them in a better place that you got them and then ride off into the sunset.
I do want to tell you, five or fewer years. That's one of your hottest takes, and I just got to keep it real here. I'm going to put this next to, because this is how I'm feeling and processing that take, Steiny. When I heard Bonte and Butch a couple years ago say that they thought Posey could do the job that he's doing now, and I thought the same way I felt about you saying him just being a short-timer. I don't know why that hit with me.
Well, I never thought Posey would come back and do a job like this when he was playing.
So you think that's why he's being ultra aggressive? Now you got me thinking moves are like...
I don't think he's really being ultra aggressive.
I mean, I thought that Devers trade was ultra aggressive, and you could end up... Could imagine a scenario to where the Giants could end up missing Harrison. Just like a spot starter like that for you. Like, that's a big deal. Or could be if something were to happen with the rotation.
Yeah, they're going to have challenges in the second half of the season with their starting pitching. They've got to get the bats going, obviously. But no, I Buster Posey to me was always a player who I thought was going to retire and just never be heard from again. But I think
because he's still young, Steiny.
Yeah, this is a 707 Steiny. This is Buster's first year. Okay, yes, it's his.
Yeah,
first
I was
year.
Just like yeah.
So yes, keep in mind these are hot takes, but I don't think Posey.
It's a long time, huh?
I just don't. I think he's here to fix something.
I wonder what he would say if you were like, hey, Buster, I just got you.
That would be like me saying to Mike Dunleavy, I don't see you as a coach.
You know me. I was.
Why
just
not? How come?
Dude, I don't see that it. Didn't startle him.
I don't
you got
see
his
it, Mike.
Attention, and he asked you why.
Yeah. Well, all right. 888-957-9570. You got a hot take on one of the Bay Area teams?
That was pretty hot by you.
Hey. And yours is pretty hot, too, because I think if the Giants don't make the playoffs, Melvin's safe.
Because of that one year.
Yeah. You know what?
And I think Buster, real quick, Sonny, yeah. I think he timed it to quell that noise. Because it's nothing but we can fire you and pay you. But I think he did that because he knew the whispers were starting. Like, just what's up with Melvin? Not that he needed to be, but I just think there was a method behind that. But I don't think that's just full bulletproof. If this were to go bad, Steiny, and them not make it, and let's say they don't make it by 5 or 6 games, like, that would really be going south. I don't think I would love to see who he would choose as a new young manager or what he thought this team needed.
If the Giants fall out of it,
which we hope is not the case.
I can't, like...
Oh, my gosh, please tell me you're...
I would have to be pointing the finger at Posey, not Melvin, believe it or not. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what Melvin's supposed to do with Adames and with Devers and with Chapman. Like,
then what's your definition of
themselves.
A good manager, though, Steiny? That's what I would ask
I
you guys
I have no
then.
Idea. Like, honestly, I don't... like.
So Melvin, why was Tony La Russa or Whitey Herzog or, why are good manager? Why was Tommy Lasorda great? Why was Bruce Bochy great? He left here and won a World Series with a new team. You can't tell me Melvin and other guys could have done that. I believe I can't put my finger on it.
I wouldn't say that. Melvin.
Communication in baseball between player and manager, I believe, is so key.
Okay, and you're assuming Melvin doesn't have good communication
with
his players.
I'm not saying good, but I don't think it's ultra up there with Bochy.
Well, that's easy to say because Bochy's got four titles.
No doubt. But I'm just asking you, what makes a good manager a good manager?
I thought Melvin was great in Oakland.
I thought he got a lot of A's fans that feel like he left a lot of chicken on the bone.
With the Moneyball teams, kind of?
Oh, Steiny,
The A's teams in the early 2012 and 13, I don't think you could have gotten any more out of those teams.
And you blew a 6-run lead in Kansas City. Remember that? I'm just, Steiny, telling you, or asking you, and it's kind of hard, do managers matter in baseball? And it's sounding like with the little things you're saying, you're like, yeah, to a degree, goo, but it ain't that big.
I just don't know what a manager, like, if you look at how the Giants have lost games, I mean, has he made a bad move? Like, when Casey Schmidt makes a base running error, like, that's not on Melvin.
How about getting a guy out of a slump?
No. How can Bob Melvin get Devers out of a slump? Like, that's the disconnect I have. Now, if Burrow wants to go say, you're leaning into that outside pitch and we want you to stay back. But, like, that's the other thing. Posey went out and got 3 veteran players. They've got to produce. It's not up to Bob. Like, he didn't get Chapman. He doesn't want Chapman, Adamas, and Devers, and then think, well, Bob Melvin's got to motivate him now. No, I think you get him because you think these guys are really good players. They know how to play Major League Baseball, and they got to motivate themselves. So here's a hot take
from
the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Hot take, once Melvin's contract is up, Buster Posey will take over as manager.
Dude, the earth would shake then here in the Bay. But that would go against you. Well, you would be right then wrong. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to manage.
You don't think so?
No. He's like Dunleavy. Like he played 12 years in the league and he traveled 12 straight years. Does Buster Posey with the young family want to get on the road again for, 4 months at a time?
We got to do the other teams on the other sides, Don.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prize packs. Today, we're giving away to one lucky listener a Giants prize pack, and it includes Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung-Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus. Listen today at 12:30 to learn how you can win. Let's get nuts!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, 4-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
I didn't hit a wall. I had to get hot chips in the 7-Up. Oh, Evan, damn. Yeah, well, Evan's out there eating oatmeal, bananas, and peanut butter.
No, that's because you took a shot of my liver.
Dude, I don't know where that came from.
What?
They were talking about Evan's physique, so of course, as an older man, I got jealous.
When were they talking about
that? At the end of the show, you had left when I was with Shasky and Spadoni. And then I said, check his liver.
For insinuating. Steroids?
No.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That ain't cool.
You know.
Ain't lying, though. Yeah.
This text is something that I bring to your attention a lot.
I already know where you're going.
You're right. Bob Melvin doesn't compare to Whitey Herzog, Bruce Bochy, and Tony La Russa.
Dude, come on, man.
You know, it's like you where's the Giants, Aaron Judge? There's only one Aaron Judge.
I hear you, but I do.
Where's the Giants, Otani? There's only one Otani. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I got a man crush, man.
Who now?
Otani.
Okay.
That ball he hit Friday night while I was there and Evan and I were there. Then the Mo guy's down with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball Saturday. Evan, he struck out the side. Got Rafael off speed after throwing the heater. Was he building a lab? I think we'll find something out.
I think he's from Japan.
he's a big boy. Leads off.
Yeah. Good player. He's a good player.
Can the Giants get one? Just one, Steiny.
They got Devers.
Right now.
There's like, levels
Evan,
to this.
Do you have a Giants hot take?
Come on, baby.
No, I asked the questions.
Okay. No, we want a hot take.
Well, give me a sec.
We'll go to the Warriors in the meantime. Or Niners. Which you want to do?
Let's do Warriors.
Okay. Give me a hot take with the Warriors.
Coach.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Steve Kerr will not get a new contract. This will be his last year with the Dubs. And I know if you could tell me that's not hot enough, but I'm just looking at it. I honestly believe him and Kuminga are connected. If we find out or hear Kuminga's coming back for a multi-year contract before we say he's getting traded, I think Steve will say, you know what? There's a reason he didn't sign for 10 years, Donnie. I think this is it. I think he's looking around like, you know what? I could be wrong and I want to be, but then it's like, who could you even imagine being the next pick by Joe Lacob and company?
I got my own complaint.
After Steve Kerr?
Yeah, who would join Willard and Dibbs on those shows?
Nicholas?
Not yet.
Well, he's on the staff.
But you don't make a jump
like that. Hey, whoa.
That would be like
lower that tone,
nepotism.
Please.
Like, you don't, you know what I mean?
Look at David Adelman.
Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle paid his dues.
How?
Offensive coordinator.
He lost the Super Bowl.
So, what about what he did for RG3 year one?
Nick was coaching the C-Dubs.
And Atlanta. I love the C-Dubs. That is dope.
So Kerr's not, I mean, I don't think mine is an overly hot take.
Because I feel like mine wasn't, but I just, go ahead.
I think the Warriors miss the playoffs next year.
We'll be fine.
There's no way.
Of course there's a way.
That would be basketball Armageddon. Evan, how could they miss it?
Their team is a bunch of senior citizens.
No.
Keep in mind, Warrior fans, this is, you know, slowest day of the year, according to Joe Shasky.
And we're working most hours we've ever done. Go figure.
Now it makes sense.
Yikes.
What?
Why'd you look around?
What? Because he talked.
But you're witty. You're quick. He got what he was putting down. Hey, go ahead.
Not today.
Let's get nuts.
Juwan Jennings.
That Stockney is special.
Yeah, I think the Warriors are flirting with disaster.
But
I just do.
You got to have injury included in your hypothesis.
Well, that's the point.
Damn, Stiney.
Like, obviously, I don't think they're going to be healthy all year.
That would be a major disappointment.
What, if somebody got hurt?
Yeah. No, then if they missed the playoffs, like, if you couldn't, you know, sustain it, even if somebody got down. I feel like Kuminga's in a situation to where, Stiney, he is their Geico if one of the big three or big two go down. Who's scoring for this team right now with who's in a jersey? And it ain't the guy. I'm disappointed. I got two sons, and I'm older. Oh. Real quick, I got to call Pods out. He had a hoodie on indoors at the Valkyrie game. Come on. Okay. What? There's a lot of different people. That scares people nowadays. Take the hoodie off. We know you're cool.
Who does it scare? Inside an arena.
All the crime going on in the Bay, guys got hoodies and shiesty masks on. No, I didn't like it.
There's no crime.
I'm like, and he had somebody sit next to him with a hood on, so it was two of them. I don't like that, the hood indoors. I tell my son, take that stuff off and respect the house and anybody else's you're at. He had a hood on. Well, okay, would Curry do that?
Yes.
Indoors? No.
It is kind of weird.
Come on, Evan. Thank
you, man.
Like,
I don't walk around the office with the hood on.
You ain't been Obi-Wan. I was hot in my seat. Shout out Raymond Ritter. But I'm like, Pods, respect the game.
We've got a text from the 209 and the 510, and they're saying, what's the difference? You wear sunglasses indoors.
Stevie Wonder started the trend.
Daryl wears sunglasses indoors. 510, another number. Guru, you wear sunglasses inside. You have
That is stylistic. You've been called out. Steiny,
called out.
Ballers wear shades inside.
Nope.
It's not scary.
You're not a baller.
Well, give me this. You're in a restaurant and somebody's got a hood on. You're scared?
No.
Please.
Why would I?
First person I'm looking at. The whole dinner, Evan, come on.
I'm kind of with you on this one. There's a difference between wearing sunglasses.
I'm at the gas station. You got a hood on? Red alert. Steiny, you don't wear it indoors at the game.
The Federation's got a song about wearing sunglasses at night. You're fine.
Steiny, that's stylistic. Michael Jackson wore shades inside. Prince, Jamie Foxx. I'm none of those guys.
And here you go again.
But the hoodie on indoors, Steiny, it hurt me. And then the guy he was with, I was trying to find out, he had one. And you they're, know, men, they're center court.
Stevie Wonder's blocked.
I
you know that, right?
But still, okay.
Allegedly. There's videos.
Steiny, just admit that you get the hoodie inside. Curry or Magic would never do it.
I mean,
is this the new era of kids or youngsters? Because Pod's relatively young.
Well, that's little Daryl. You got a son his age, right?
There's medical reasons to wear sunglasses inside. Okay, there's no medical reason to wear a hoodie.
You got glaucoma, Goo?
No.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't quit the Snoop Dogg. Barack Obama.
You got a hot take yet?
I got two.
All right. Let's go.
The Giants. My hot take is Logan Webb wins his first Cy Young.
This year.
Damn.
Yeah, this year. Logan Webb wins the Cy Young this year.
He gave up six the last out, and that didn't help it. Go ahead. This is your hot take.
Mr. Roski's in the All-Star game. We can put Logan Webb as our Cy Young winner. And for the Warriors, my hot take is that they re-sign Kuminga, but they don't trade him. And he outlives Steve Kerr.
I'm with you on that.
That is a hot take.
That is wild.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, that's what I basically said with mine. He'll be here multiple years, and they'll have a new Steiny, that's the only way you can do it. If we're wondering, how does this thing fit, which we all are, and we're being fair, and we want him here, this would be Kerr's last one.
You can't.
Remember, we thought Kerr was done before. We just brought up the possibility.
Who's going to coach Steph Curry a year after this?
Steph Curry.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No, I'm just saying, it's what you're saying about baseball. Does it really matter?
Well, yeah, I think it matters. What
I think
offense
you get your coach of the future. Evan and I talked to the summer league coach for the C-Dubs who was coaching the Warriors in summer league. I'm looking at him like, and I asked him, Steiny. I go,
who'd you
Evan,
ask?
What's our guy's name? Coach of the C-Dubs that we talked to when we went out to Chase. He's coaching the summer league right now.
Oh, boy.
Coach, this is where I just...
I'm not saying a word.
I left myself out to dry, but hold on.
Nicholas Kerr.
It's Lane Wilson.
Yeah,
sorry,
Lane Wilson.
I knew his, I knew his last name, but
thanks, E. And I was looking at him like, damn. Like, what's the difference in him coaching where he's at and having NBA players they, rehab or whatnot? So I just asked, how often do you talk to Kerr? He said, I talk to him a lot. And my point being, excuse me, son. I didn't hit a wall. Listen,
this is crazy.
Jay Will. Stani, Curry's last one. What do you really need to? You would get your coach of the future, and he would pretty much, you know, let Curry run the show and Dre. But
so, what offense are you running?
Oh,
a
the
year
same.
From now?
Oh, the same.
Oh, you get
the same. But you ease it up once Kerr is gone, and you incorporate Jonathan Kuminga. I like those hot takes too. Webb, Cy Young.
Well, I got to believe, I think, who leads the National League in wins? Is it Zach Wheeler?
In wins?
Yeah.
But this I actually think it might be Robbie Ray.
I think you're right. There's a guy in the AL, I think, with 11 wins, actually.
Yeah, he's starting tonight. His name's Tarik Skubal.
Yeah, what if I told you Ray has a better chance of winning the Cy than Webb?
Wait, what?
What if I told Robbie Ray has a better inside track? Like, he's having a better year than Webb.
Not statistically. I mean, I think... wins are not nothing, but...
I win ERA, but 2.65. Your boy's 2.94.
Yeah, but Webb's going to throw more innings. Webb's probably going to finish stronger than Ray.
No, I get it. I got you.
His underlying metrics, I think, by the end of the season are going to be up there with Skeens.
Man.
He's the front runner.
Yeah, Paul Skeens, Donnie.
Yeah.
He'll be traded.
I'm aware.
He's not going to get traded. Actually,
that's my hot
take.
That's
not even a hot take.
Evan, I'm telling you, man.
I got to do something here.
Yeah.
And don't let me be right.
So now you're trying to prove one of us wrong.
Scoobal doesn't have 11 wins. I didn't think it was him.
Who is it? Was it Max Fried?
Yep.
Max-y.
Somebody else, too. Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, he pitches in the NL.
Hmm. Scoobal's got he's 10-3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I had heard that stat yesterday or two days ago.
Oh, so now you're okay. All right, yeah, next time I pull a stat, I've seen the.
No, I asked you who had the most wins, and you said Scoobal's got 11, and he's got 10.
As of last week, he had the most, and then Fried won a game.
Yeah, and
you're just trying to stick it to me
a little bit. A little bit. Yeah, Fried and Peralta.
Who's the best pitcher in baseball, Steiny?
I got my answer.
I think it's got to be Scoobal.
Does he have the most wins in baseball?
No.
Yeah, we just found out. By the way.
I think it's Skeens.
That's fine. Actually, yeah. I love that. You know
why? 4-7.
Because he has 4 wins, and he's still the best pitcher in the NL.
Yep. That's awesome. And you guys had a little something going on yesterday. I was Team Evan.
Soccer. Of course.
Dude.
You did your thing.
No, some
yesterday.
Say that sent you hot into the crossover. We won't do that to you today.
What?
We did the analytics of how that popped off. No, you were great.
No, I underestimated your guys' understanding level. I thought you guys could understand some basics. I don't want to do this
all
again.
Right, give me a Niner hot take. Man, Stani.
I had one, but I don't want to say it now because it'll be a Niner hot take.
In my mind, I didn't even register, but I'm going
to
say it.
Go ahead. I'm struggling to think of one here.
Their days of winning the Super Bowl, their best days, of Kyle's best days of winning the Super Bowl are behind him.
That's a shiver take.
Ah, you think?
Yeah, maybe not. Robbie Ray only has 9 wins, by the way.
Are you just reading text or are you doing these research?
I saw it and he reminded me.
You know what? I'll leave it there.
Appreciate it.
It's the same amount as Webb, by the way.
Okay. What are you doing, Goo? You look like you're...
No, I wanted to add the Valkyries to this, a hot take.
Okay, they're going to win the title.
That was mine.
Well, they got to make the playoffs first.
Donnie, they got to use the post more. They don't use the post enough for me. Thornton was on the outside. Like, get down there and bang. And then when they did it, they had action. But they were too perimeter-oriented yesterday for my liking. They played hard.
They Oh, you know what? Can you do me a favor? And I'm what was the call that at the end of the game that everybody was hot about?
A foul, and it wasn't a foul. It was great defense, but in that situation,
explain what happened.
And Coach Nally Nicasi, tie game. After the Valkyries drew up a play down two before this possession by the Mercury, and they draw about a 10-15 foot shot. A young lady drains it. Tie game. And I guess, Evan, and this is, I'm doing this for 49er Frankie, his daughter, and Kane. I guess in the WNBA, you can call a timeout and not have a timeout, but move the ball cross court.
You can do that in the NBA. You know how they call a timeout after a basket and you can advance to half court?
Yeah, but I didn't know they do that in the NBA, WNBA.
Yeah,
so we were like, oh, what's going on? Anyway, great defense down in the post. The young lady reminds I could compare players to players.
Sure.
Mikal Bridges. The Mercury got a player left-handed who was just killing in the post.
He's right-handed, Bridges.
Bridges left-handed.
Mikal?
Yeah, the one that got in trouble for the domestic stuff.
He's left-handed.
That's Miles.
Oh, Miles, yeah. Yeah. Not Mikal, please. Gotcha. Five first picks, nah. So anyway, Steiny, it was great defense. A Valkyrie player came over to help. It was just mano-a-mano, and they call foul. She drains the free throws, and they lose. And head coach Nally Nicasi, if I'm saying that correctly, said, and it was profound, in a situation like that, let the player make the shot to decide. Steiny, it was a weak foul.
But was it a foul?
I'm just being real. Yeah. I thought it was.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think it was a foul.
Was
you
it something
say you're a Valkyrie fan?
Was it something that they would have called in the third quarter of the game?
The WNBA plays prison ball. They don't even call fouls for my liking at all. So I was shocked that in this moment you would blow the whistle. Shout out Too Short.
Yeah,
we got to get to a game.
You went last night?
No, I'm talking about together, all of us, on a Friday.
A Valkyries game?
Yeah.
I'm definitely going. I think I'm going in a week, actually. What's a week and a half. I think I'm going. I got tickets.
No, I'm not.
What's going on, Goo?
If you see somebody with shades indoors, they're being stylistic. The hoodie, it's a different story. What you tucking? That's just me. I'm from the Yay. So, Pods, you didn't have to just slide it back and show the locks.
It's your boy Leroy on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Here's his hot take. The Niners start out 2-5 and Shanahan gets fired.
Wow.
That's a hot take.
Not with that schedule do they go 2-5. They start in Seattle.
You wouldn't
Jennings
think.
On the Niners or not?
Yes.
Right.
In fact, he'll lead them in receiving in that first game. That's what I think. My Niner take.
Your mind was weak.
They're going to win the division, but that's
Scotty,
not
the Rams almost went to the NFC Championship after,
the Niners are going to win.
What is it about the Rams that people, McVay and Stafford, and they've had a great draft. Remember at the summit a couple years ago, I said, watch out for the Rams. And lo and behold, they win the division, almost went, but they're no threat to you, huh?
No, they're a threat. I look at the 49ers schedule. I think it's extremely favorable. Right. And I'm going to assume that they're going to have better health this year. I'm going to assume that Purdy's going to have a better year. And I think they're going to win the division. I don't have any – there's not really another team that I believe in the NFC West. Evan, you got a Niners one?
Sorry, what?
Niners hot take?
Yeah, they make the NFC Championship.
Oh, now that's a hot take.
Because, that is hot.
Because
that means that bounce back.
2021, but in 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think they make the playoffs this year. And at least so far, whenever Shanahan gets to the playoffs, he gets the NFC Championship.
Well,
hey, I had a hot take with the Warriors. I didn't use the one I wanted.
All right,
it wasn't Warriors will miss the playoffs. That's not the one I wanted. This is my Warrior one.
Give it to me.
The Warriors will acquire LeBron James. LeBron James.
All right, man.
Something's fishy in LA. You know it. I know it. And it would be just like LeBron to fulfill his little personal fantasy before he exits the game, and that would be to play with Steph Curry.
Wow, man. At this point, I wouldn't even be mad. Remember, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, man, if that's how you're going out, go out with a bang.
Well, there are some odds on that right now.
Are there really?
Yeah, the Warriors are fourth best, according to Bovada, at plus 600. Would you like to guess the next three teams that, according to Bovada, have better odds than the Golden State Warriors?
All right. I will say the San Antonio Spurs.
This is the better odds to win it all.
No. To land LeBron James.
Oh, I got you. Oh, I already know number one.
Who?
That would be, I've been doing some research, and they said, and then I'm going to go the New York Knicks.
They're number five.
That's wrong.
Just behind the Warriors.
All right.
I got it. He'd been talking to, and they were trying to, Cleveland.
They're number three at plus 550, just ahead of Golden State.
There's one more, Stani.
There's two more.
Yeah, no, I get
I'm
going to
say the L.A. Clippers.
Wow, please.
They just got Brooke Lopez. They're fine.
I'm
and
Houston?
Brad Beal. Although it's in the same state.
The Mavericks, Tim and Kyrie.
Number one.
Boy.
And the other team, I'm actually kind of surprised about.
Oh, well, you know what team it is? Because they're always on everybody's list. Miami. Miami is on everybody's list.
Could you imagine if he went to Dallas?
For who?
With that front line?
Well, they got to give somebody up.
Anthony Davis. Could you imagine?
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind.
They got centers galore in Dallas. Man. I'm serious. If he got there, he wouldn't have to work as hard. That's what I'm worried about with Steph. Who's helping Steph be the chef? Do I got to cook everything? I got to boil the hot links in?
Butler's not enough now?
I think you need more than that. I think that, Stein, you need one more. You need a Jordan Poole or Klay Thompson-like in his prime.
In other words, a Hall of Famer.
You know what I mean.
Klay Thompson.
A bucket getter or Kuminga if he was up to, you know? Man, that's how I look at Kuminga. Like, dude, it's just 18 points on the bench.
He can't play with him. They can't play. Can't play together.
What?
That happens. Chemistry is a big part of basketball.
Can you remember another guy like this that could ball but didn't fit?
Yeah. Monte Ellis and Steph Curry?
Well,
I mean, yeah.
Well, he felt it, Monte, and that's what prompted that. I'm talking about Stani to where you've tried and it won't work. Like every great six-man has worked, or, you know.
You know what? I'll come up with one over the break. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got one other thing. Oh, let me tease this.
Yeah.
Because we had two big trades. We had the Warriors getting Butler and the Giants getting Devers. And I want to get into those two trades and some of the trades that have been made and what we think of them as we look back. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.